Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 23rd, 2010. If I sound a little tired, that's because I am. We are looking for new places for the Entertainment Earth Podcast home studio. As I may or may not have mentioned, I don't even remember at this point because I'm tired. So, yeah, let's get started with the show and I'll keep you posted on where the new studio will be as soon as I have some idea. Movies! Last week at the box office, Kick-Ass was number one with $19.8 million, barely beating out How to Train Your Dragon with $19.6 million. Up until the last minute, it looked like How to Train Your Dragon actually would have won. Date Night had $16.7 million, followed by Death at a Funeral with $16.2 million, and Clash of the Titans with $15.4 million. New this week, you can see the new Disney Oceans movie, The Losers, and The Backup Plan. Also, Cheech Chong's Hey Watch This got a home video and streaming release, and I think theatrical, but I'm not entirely sure. It's a documentary about the comedy duo's recent tour slash reunion slash thing. Pretty neat. Other news, Cartoon Network announced they're going to relaunch Looney Tunes for reals. It wasn't clear how much of it's going to be new or recycled, but considering it's quite difficult to find those classic characters anywhere but t-shirts and unlicensed road signs these days, new episodes can't be a bad thing. They're also going to be doing a new show called Teen Justice about teenage DC superheroes. Not Teen Titans, but kind of like Teen Titans. Will Smith confirmed both Bad Boys 3 and Men in Black 3D are on the way. There is speculation going around that Men in Black 3D could be released as early as 2011 because of the delay of the new Spider-Man sequel. Bobcat Goldthwait is talking about his next movie called Rio Malo, a Western. Not a comedy Western, just a Western that he's currently pitching to investors. Unlike other projects, it's not supposed to be all funny, but it should be entertaining. He makes good films. Devo released a new EP this week called Song Study. It has Fresh and What We Do on it, and it costs about $3. It seems to be download only at the moment. Avatar 2 may go to the oceans of Pandora, according to James Cameron. That sounds about right. Curb Your Enthusiasm just got confirmed for another season to air in 2011. Also, Comedy Central's The Daily Show and Colbert Report have been renewed through the 2012 presidential election. Warwick Davis, best known as Leprechaun, Wicket the Ewok, or Willow, will be starring in a new BBC comedy called Life's Too Short. Get it? Because he's short. It's being handled by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant. Toy news! It's not a great week for toy news. But of course, there's always something. Twilight Zone. We announced, slash they announced, Biff Bang Pow and Entertainment Earth will be teaming up for an exclusive gold version of the Invader bobblehead. Only 504 will be made, which is basically nothing, and it'll debut at Comic-Con for the first on sale. Entertainment Earth is also accepting pre-orders for delivery after the show. Classic science fiction fans, take note, Funko announced three new bobbleheads this week, including The Fly, Cthulhu, and Maria, the robot from Metropolis. The fly is the Vincent Price fly, not the Jeff Goldblum fly. Lego blind boxed figures are coming up soon and are up for pre-order on Entertainment Earth right now. Links are making the rounds on the web, showing that the blind packaged figures will be identifiable by a barcode on the wrapper. It's not super easy to tell, but if you print it out and take it with you, you can probably figure out which one's which. Mezco announced a new Family Guy box set of Stewie. You get four versions of Stewie: regular, combat, sexy party, and fat. Transformers. BotCon showed off its exclusive Streetwise figure this week, which is a black Prowl repaint. It looks pretty good, actually, and it's a G2 tribute of one of the Protectobots. Star Wars. First up, the Gentle Giant new solicitations, which I guess are going to come late this year, early next year, include Kit Fisto animated maquette, a Jabba's Palace bookend diorama, which is really cool. They showed it at Comic-Con last year. And also a battle damage Darth Vader from The Force Unleashed. Other Star Wars news, the Toys R Us exclusive Force Unleashed gift sets have shown up. They are $29.99 each, and I just found one of the two, meaning I still need to find number two of two. The figures are a mix of repaints and retooled figures, and for what you get and what you pay for it, probably one of the best Star Wars deals you'll be able to get this year. New at Entertainment Earth! Cloth, fabric, posters. LPGI makes hundreds of fabric posters from bands, comic books, and more for about $16 each. We have over 200 styles on our site right now, so check them out. The Who, Tupac, Where the Wild Things Are, and The Doors, and more are up for pre-order today! Like I said, kind of a slow week for toy news, but if you like Stife plush and you like fabric posters, Entertainment Earth is going to make your week awesome. Go to our website, check out the new items tab to see a list of everything new we've added in the past week. It's really quite obscene. So many new items. We're going to have like 10,000 items on our site in no time, and that is pretty cool. So thanks for listening to the podcast. As always, when you buy from Entertainment Earth and you check out, let us know you listen to the podcast. Just say, hey, I listened to the podcast. That would be very nice of you. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/EntEarth. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Facebook Entertainment Earth and you will find us, and it'll be great, I assure you. Or your money back. Anyway, I'll see you all next time. Again, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth.